Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
So it's exactly 20 minutes to go before the top of the hour, and we're talking wonderful things curated by the National Arts Council, and the Arts and Culture Trust is Building Blocks program is in full effect, and basically this is our open call for you to enter. We've got CEO on the line, CEO of the Arts and Culture Trust. Good afternoon, Mr. DeSanto.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Hello, Nati.
How are you? How are you, Marcus?
I'm well, thanks. How are you? You know, when somebody says Mr. DeSanto, I feel like I can start behaving a little bit better.
No, we need to give you the accolades that are due, you know, so the world knows, and then we can bring it back.
Yeah.
We can bring it back. Are you well? Thank you for joining us.
I'm very well, thank you. Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's really exciting.
It really is, and it's not just exciting, it's also needed, and such a wonderful time to curate the fund. Why is it so important for this program? Because I know that there's been a redirection and there's been a refocus because of what we've been going through. Firstly, the fourth industrial revolution, but also the pandemic that the entire globe is faced with.
Yeah, you know, we started the Arts and Culture Trust. We started this program in 2011,
yeah.
And the idea of it was really about skills development for the arts administrators and artists that are looking to curate their own programs.
Yeah,
and the pandemic then hit us with a little bit of a hey, wait a minute,
yeah.
You think you know what you're doing kind of thing. And so we really thought it's a good time to really pivot with the program and look at another way that we can really offer assistance with skills development and upskilling of our stakeholders, and especially, you know, theater performers and the visual artists that don't always get access to easy masterclass programs.
Yeah.
And so we thought it would be a wonderful time to include a digital skills aspect into the program.
It's phenomenal.
Yes, you know. So because I mean, I don't think we were as prepared as we thought we were in how we were going to be engaging in the digital space.
Yeah.
And this way we are able to then give them advice and assistance in developing their own strategies and also how to use the platforms, to use the digital platforms for other, you know, creating income for themselves and ways to expand their business.
You have digital skills as one of the themes for the masterclasses. What other themes are you going to visit that will obviously empower musicians in the business of show? Because I think sometimes we forget that it is indeed show and biz.
Yeah. No, it's true. You know, there's quite a number of things. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that was highlighted by I think when the DSC was having the relief fund and people were not registered as businesses, or they didn't have tax clearances,
yes.
and things like that. And so we thought that we should really emphasize the issue of governance within your own organization or your own company.
Yeah.
Learning how to register. What do you need to have as an organization? Also, how do you measure and evaluate the work that you do so that you become attractive to possible funders and investors of your project?
Yeah.
And so that you're right to put it. You know, we are businesses. We are not just entertainers. We are businesses, and we need to have those skills to be able to drive our own businesses for kind of sustainable future.
And then once we've done that, we need to accumulate our assets, right?
Yes, right. We need to start making the money.
Secure the bag. Shankura. And this is another one of your themes, asset-based community development in the arts specifically.
Yes. You know, the aspect of asset-based community development has been around for a while, but there has not really been a lot of focus in the art itself.
Yeah.
And so we were very fortunate to get hold of some really wonderful experts in the asset-based community development space that will then work with us to formulate a program that will be specifically designed for the building blocks.
Yeah.
So that, you know, people realize that they do have the wealth in their hands.
Yes.
And it's just a matter of how do they use it to create wealth.
And that's very true, because I think the one thing we undermine as Africans as a whole is the quality of art that we have, but also how one can accumulate wealth through accumulating artistic assets.
Yeah, that well, I think the thing is we have always been trained that, you know, the arts and culture are a pastime, but they're not. You know, we need to create more people that will make a living out of the work that they do in the arts and culture space. So that they can start being recognized beyond just the arts and culture sector itself, but also in the business in South Africa, so that people can start investing in their money, and, you know, investing their money in the project instead of just saying, we'll give you a sponsorship.
Of course. You know, I get that.
Yeah. So it's really growing us to becoming business focused so that we can create more sustainable a life for ourselves. You know, almost think very similarly to how entrepreneurs view their kind of work that they want to do and the kind of wealth that they want to create, because they are essentially the same.
Exactly, exactly. There's only one challenge with this program, and that is a challenge of space. And because of the capacity only to accommodate 5 companies, organizations, or artists from each province to participate, that is the challenge. So what would your advice be for someone who wants to enter to further their chances of being selected as one of the 5 per province?
I think ultimately they really need to have a very strong view of what kind of case study they want to focus on.
Yeah.
Because it has to have a purpose. The program has to work with you to create something that is tangible. So if anyone applies and they don't have a tangible project or an idea that they would like to pursue, then they probably will not stand a very good chance. And also we look towards maybe next year, after this iteration of the project is done, to create more resources with you know, through our website, for people to start gaining a little bit more knowledge in how to become better, so that when we do these programs again, then they will be able to be more successful. And also the other thing that's important is that for the first time we're doing this virtually.
I was going to say, because obviously applications have to be online now and no longer physical applications.
Yes, and also the program itself will be presented virtually.
Oh, wow.
We will look at, because otherwise we would not be able to reach as many people throughout country. So this way it gives us an opportunity to do that, and it also is a test for ourselves, because if we really get this right with the 25, then we can expand it moving forward for next year and beyond.
I've got that. And how do they apply? I understand applications opened yesterday and they'll close on the 31st of October.
Yes, correct. They can apply by visiting our website. Our website is www.act.org.za, act.org.za. And when they get to the website, they'll be directed to the building blocks page, that they will then find the application form. It's very simple. It is not complicated. And if they want to apply and not send it in immediately, they can save it and visit it a bit later. That's why we have such a long period of the open call, so that they make sure that the applications are the best they can be.
Thank you so much, Marcus, and thank you for being a positive beacon for the arts. As you were saying, we've always been seen as a pass-by or those people, but it's actually a business, and we support a huge amount of the economy. So thank you for the fund, and thank you for the open call, and thank you for letting our Afropolitans know that this is a possibility.
Oh, thank you so much for having us to talk about it. It really is an honor. So thank you, and I hope that as many people as possible that it reaches, that they see the value in also upskilling themselves. And I hope that this program will do that.
Indeed. And this program will allow us to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. And that is the CEO of Arts and Culture Trust, Mr. Marcus DeSanto.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.